We'll go ahead and call the public hearing to order for the Hamburg City Council, September 26, 2017, at 7 o'clock to discuss conditional use permit for Gene Stira, 270 Railroad Street. Gene, did you guys want to say anything about anything before any other public comment is made?
I guess I really don't know what to say, other than I want a garage.
So then we'd have to call this.
Yeah, but in the regular meeting.
No, no. This would be a public hearing, and then close it, and then planning commission open, and then planning commission Doug.
Oh, after we close this.
No, during, because this is actual public hearing. Nobody shows it. Let me shift a motion to recess the council, or call the council meeting to over. Well, actually, no, we don't need to do that. He's got this wrong.
No, we could do the council meeting. Can't do the public hearing.
Yeah. Now, see, the first planning commission conducts a public hearing, takes on testimony, then we make a recommendation, then we adjourn, then we go back into the reopen special meeting. So we'd call the, recess the council meeting, to make a motion to recess council meeting.
For the public hearing.
Perfect, yeah.
Backwards.
He does.
That's the way I'm reading it, backwards.
So why don't we just, we'll close this out, we'll open this.
Yep.
And then we'll recess, and then we'll jump into that.
Okay. Yeah, so bottom line, basically what we're looking is, our code requires anything over 1,000 square feet needs a conditional use permit. So, Gene's looking to build a 30 by 40 garage. Basically, if you look here, this is an old aerial view. This old garage is gone now. So what Gene is proposing is to build the garage 5 feet off property line. And then 25 is about what you're thinking, 20 to 25 feet, you know, off the alley. And what code requires is 5 feet and 20 feet off an alley when entering the garage. And Gene will make them setbacks. So that was kind of probably the biggest concern. As you can see, Gene's property here, he has quite the property, so it really doesn't impede on any impervious surface or any of the surface water issues either. So it's just a matter of that it's over 1,000 square feet. So he's requesting the conditional use permit. The other things to consider, there are other properties in town before we enacted this zoning ordinance, where there are properties in town that, you know, well, even you can see right here, you know, this yellow lining, an exact science, but I obviously can see it's not 20 feet off the alley, and it's not probably 5 feet off the property line, so.
Yeah, otherwise I own pretty soft.
Right. But the property line probably is a little more inward, but it's probably right up to the property, you know, where this garage is here.
Well, you know, his house is 10 feet off.
Yeah, and even his house isn't 10 feet off, which is the requirement for housing.
I'm just planning to stake something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Yeah, if you go look, Gene's got it all staked out.
How big was that garage, the one that was there?
I want to say 34 by 26.
Okay.
But if I ever bought a, say, four-door pickup or something, it wouldn't fit. I mean, with the door, with the lights, couldn't have been there.
Yeah.
You know, so kind of the basic finding is that all the standards contained in our subdivision and ordinance pretty much will be met. The other thing is consistent with goals and policies with the city's comp plan. Use doesn't have an undue or adverse impact on facilities, utilities, services. I guess maybe the only thing is, did Greg mark your water shut off, right?
Yeah.
So you're aware where that is. And we're guessing the sewer comes out and then...
The sewer actually goes out to the north.
Oh.
From behind the house, it goes to the north.
Or does it wrap around and then come out? Does it come out?
Run down right between the two houses.
Okay. Okay, so then...
There's a clean out.
Okay, okay. You know, so that would kind of be the only major issue that, you know, that would concern you is, you know, the utilities that you know where they're at.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess I'm like 20 feet away from the sewer line.
Okay. Good.
The water line will actually run right outside the garage.
Runs right here, don't it?
No, it's on the other side.
On the other side? Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, out here.
Yeah.
We want to add a few feet. Yeah, and then also what kind of looked at with our planner, no negative impact on other properties. I mean, it's not going to create no unsightly issues. So, especially too, as you can see, is the size of their property. You know, even if the garage comes out to here, there's plenty of surface area there. Then also, you know, that it agrees with, you know, there's no issues with development or anything, which that's all developed, so there's no adverse impact on that. No impact on health, safety, or welfare either there, so.
Well, seeing that there's no other public comment, I look for a motion to close the public hearing. Okay. Moving second to close the public hearing, all in favor? Close. Public hearing is closed. Give Jeremy a chance to get the tape set up.
Yeah.
So what we'll do then is Jeremy's got the tape all set up, we'll open up the general meeting, do the